Greetings, dear family. Today the Lord wants to speak to us about exercising self-control when dealing with our anger to avoid the traps of falling into sin. Growing up, I had my first real taste of visceral anger directed at me when I was about 8 years old. It was Easter time, and I was thrilled at the prospect of having my first and very own Easter basket, imagining that it would soon be filled with yummy chocolate treats and candies. Most of you know that my siblings and I were appallingly deprived of sweets and junk food in general in our youth. This year was going to be the exception. I couldn't wait to see what my parents were going to put in our baskets. We picked out our grass, dyed Easter eggs, and I tricked out my basket to the nines using a wide variety of colored markers and ribbons. I was so excited Saturday night, I couldn't sleep and didn't even mind the anticipated extra-long church service the next morning. Upon waking, I ran to my basket and noticed it was exactly the way I had left it the night before. I was thinking, what's wrong with this picture? I looked in my sister Kathy's basket, and hers had a pack of grape gum in it. Just then, she was by my side and told my brother David and I not to touch her gum. She emphasized, under no circumstances were we to take any of her gum. Well, that irritated David, and he said when Kathy wasn't looking, we would each have a stick of her grape gum. I knew it was wrong, but went along with it, being the youngest and feeling dejected because of the great lack of sugar in my basket. Let me tell you, when Kathy found out, I have never seen someone so angry. Not even to this day have I seen someone so upset. She was red-hot mad and went on and on and on about it. About then, my father arrived home, and with him were chocolate eggs, jelly beans, and yellow marshmallow baby chicks. Boy, did I feel awful and was filled with remorse. I told Kathy I was sorry, but it didn't seem to help. She was still furious. Much later in life as adults, I apologized to Kathy again about taking her gum without her permission, and she laughed and said, "Just the other day I was thinking about that Easter and the gum incident. I can't believe I got so upset over a stick of gum," and she apologized for her attitude and asked for my forgiveness. After saying she was sorry and removing the seeds of bitterness from her heart, 18 months later, Kathy passed away. The Bible tells us not to let the sun go down on our anger, because anger can grow in our hearts and leave us bitter and resentful. We read in Ephesians 4:26-27, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." Jesus began speaking. If left unchecked, anger will start to control you and give Satan an open door into your lives. My dear ones, don't let anger settle upon you. Let go of your pride. Forgive each other. Love each other, and help one another. Begin anew each morning. Oftentimes, my people let anger overwhelm and control you. A heart filled with wrath can cause suffering and pain. That is so true. I was scarred for life over my sister's outburst of hateful venom as a youngster. So much so that I never, ever wanted to see that behavior again for the rest of my life. As a result, I avoided Kathy growing up and drew closer to my other siblings. Jesus continued, "When you are truly mine and belong to me, you are called to resemble me. You should not lie to one another, but speak truthfully. Do not sin in your anger by using violence, malice, stealing, or taking my name in vain. These behaviors and attitudes have no place in the lives of my followers. Show compassion to others, forgive because you have been forgiven, and imitate me in everything you do. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you can put off the deeds of your old self and become Christ-like. Sin has an opportunity to enter into your lives when it becomes uncontrolled anger and you fail to control it. Please, precious ones, deal with your anger swiftly. Lay down your pride and exercise self-control over your fleshly emotions. Lasting anger and holding grudges leads to negative consequences. When you allow anger to grow in your hearts, you become bitter, hateful, and unforgiving, which hinders our relationship and those of others. When you dwell on your bitterness for extended periods of time, this gives the devil an opportunity to tempt you into sin. Satan wants to stir up and amplify your anger so that you will give way to your feelings, causing you to sin against me and cause damage by hurting others. When your temper leads you into sin, quickly confess your sins, seek forgiveness from me and anyone you have hurt. Allow my spirit to work within you by practicing and cultivating self-control. Although this work is mine, you will produce good fruit by working in union with the Holy Spirit, by listening, yielding to our guidance, and being obedient by storing my words within your heart." And that was the end of his message. We have found that immediately removing ourselves from a situation and praying can help control our angry feelings. If you are having a conversation with someone and it becomes heated, walk away. Talk to the Lord about how you feel. Pray for the other person and for the grace of brotherly love and self-control. Seeking the Lord's help and entrusting the situation to Him is vital if we struggle with our tempers. We love you, dwellers of the Lord's heart, and thank you for all your heartfelt prayers and support. We are praying for you and your families, for God's blessings and favor to always be upon you.